Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, September 2nd, 2019. 70 years ago today, the first president of Germany after World War II was elected. In the second ballot, Theodor Heuss of the FDP received 416 votes and became the first head of state of the Federal Republic of Germany. In the case of the Georgian Zelimkan Kangoshvili, who was murdered in Berlin, there are indications of a possible involvement of Russian secret services. According to research conducted by Spiegel with the investigative networks Bellingcat and The Insider, the suspect probably entered the country with a false identity. In the Russian National Passport Register, however, no one is registered under the given personal data. And throughout Russia, there is no entry in the passport database or in the driver's license register that corresponds to the information given, name, date of birth, or place of birth. And the passport number of the suspect, on the other hand, leads to a unit in the Moscow Ministry of the Interior that has already issued documents for the Military Secret Service, GRU, in the past. And in addition, the man stated his alleged address in St. Petersburg incorrectly and incompletely on his visa application. Vadim Solokov traveled to Europe via Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris, and the receptionist is said to never have seen him in the Paris hotel indicated on his visa application. Kangoshvili was on his way to a mosque on the 23rd of August around 11:50 a.m. when a cyclist approached him from behind in the Kleiner Tiergarten and opened fire on him from a short distance when he was killed instantly. The BVG wants to automate the U-Bahn. From 2025, two lines are to be equipped with modern train protection technology, which will detect obstacles on the track and automatically brake the train. This was announced by the Traffic Administration in response to a request from the FDP. Member of Parliament Henno Schmidt had asked whether a driverless operation was not the best way to counter the lack of personnel. Nationwide, there's a lack of drivers, which leads to cancellations of buses and trains. Automatic operation does not mean driverless operation, however. The administration announced that drivers will initially, quote, remain as the fallback level for the door control and for the driving order. The U5 and the U8 were selected because electronic interlockings are currently being installed there. In 2003, the BVG stopped its last attempt with automatic trains due to lack of funds. Nuremberg then became the first German city with fully automatic trains. Since 2008 and 2010, respectively, two lines have been running fully automatically without personnel on board. Where the driver used to sit, passengers can now be seen behind the windscreen. As BVG boss Sigrid Nakuda said 3 years ago in a Tagesspiegel interview, the results of the Berlin test were used in the construction of the Nuremberg subway line. Automatic operation is regarded as a preliminary stage for driverless operation. This has not yet been planned, mainly because Berlin does not want to retrofit the stations with platform screen doors for cost reasons, which are a prerequisite for fully remote-controlled operation. The Nuremberg subway, however, has done without them, even at heavily frequented stations, and so far without any accidents. The BVG said that there were significantly more passengers in Berlin and that crowds at the platform edges are bigger. The last time platform screen doors were discussed was when a child was pushed in front of a train and killed in Frankfurt Main. On the other hand, headlines were made by a BVG driver operating a train with a 3.6 promille alcohol level many years ago when she'd fallen asleep at the Stadtmitte station. 30 to 40 wedding guests in Neukölln harassed two police officers who wanted to arrest an illegal car racer. The police reported that on Wednesday evening at around 8:30, police observed a Ferrari driving through a red light at the crossing of Grenzallee and Sonnenallee and turned onto Sonnenallee with the hazard lights switched on. There were two more sports cars waiting, a Mercedes and a Porsche, also with the hazard warning lights switched on. According to police, the drivers of the three cars then started an illegal car race shortly after at speeds exceeding 100 kilometers per hour. The police did catch up with the Porsche on Nobelstrasse, and during the stop, the driver moved to the front passenger seat and the passenger changed to the rear seat. and since the car was still moving slowly at the time, it collided with the police car, after which the 37-year-old driver was arrested. From a nearby wedding celebration, the wedding guests, who at the time of reporting are said to have had no connection with the racers, empathized with the driver and moved aggressively towards the officers, while the passenger was able to escape undetected. The Porsche was confiscated and the Mercedes and the Ferrari escaped. For several years, police have been taking tougher action against illegal car racing and so-called profiling drives, in which young men in particular drive loud sports cars around in a boisterous manner. In Berlin, new criminal proceedings are initiated almost every day for dangerous or illegal street races. Per a Senate announcement, between October 2017 and May 2019, around 600 such proceedings have been registered. Of those, 200 cases have led to indictments, about 60 convictions, mostly fines, but also prison sentences with and without probation. Approximately 150 proceedings were dropped, and in about 90% of all cases, the racers were driving rental cars. Unknown persons robbed a 15-year-old boy in Pankow and seriously injured his 17-year-old companion. According to police, the two left the park at the Weißer See around 1:45 a.m. Saturday morning when they were pursued by three young men. The unknowns demanded that the 15-year-old hand over his backpack. According to information, when the teenager refused, he was slapped in the face by one of the men. Another suspect is then to have kicked the 17-year-old in the face. The strangers then fled with the backpacks, and the 15-year-old was slightly injured, and his companion was hospitalized with serious injuries. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.